There was a moment when the Greek debt crisis turned very, very serious. This happened yesterday when a major international credit rating agency, Standard & Poor's, downgraded Greek debt to a level known informally as junk. And S&P could lower Greece's rating again. Things could get worse still if another agency, Moody's Investors, also downgrades Greece, which got us to thinking, how did these companies end up with the power to bring countries to their knees? Justin Fox is editorial director of the Harvard Business Review. And Justin, just to kind of set this out, first of all, what is a credit rating agency?
It's a company, private company, that assigns ratings when a company, the term is issues debt. It's basically when a company or a country or a local government authority borrows money, they usually don't just go to the bank and borrow it. They issue bonds. So and investors buy them, and then the issuer of the bonds, the Greece in this case, is supposed to pay interest on those bonds and eventually pay them back. And to do that, to convince investors that, oh, you should buy this, basically everybody in the world who issues bonds tries to get a rating agency to give a rating somewhere between AAA and I only see it going down in the Bs. I don't think they go down to F.
And so these guys are sitting around looking at governments and companies, just giving them grades. How do they make their money? What's the business model?
That's the really interesting part. In the early days, these rating – Moody's was the first, started in the early part of the 20th century, and they actually charged investors. They said, you want to know what the best bonds are to buy, you pay us. That flipped in the 60s and 70s to, for the most part, the rating agencies make their money by charging the issuers. You want to issue a bond and you want to get a rating on it, you call up S&P and Moody's, and Fitch is the third sort of big one but not as big as those two, and you pay them to do a rating. And you usually, invite them in, show them your books, especially with a corporate bond. You sometimes give them information that's not public. With countries, I think it's pretty much we can all get the information, but the idea is that these people at the rating agencies spend a lot of time looking at it and thinking about it.
So these are the same individuals that gave AAA ratings to the mortgage-backed securities that ended up as junk in the current recession. Is that right?
Same companies, not the same individuals. And I will say that even though I was kind of – because I was unclear on how these – it's called sovereign debt rating when you rate a country's debt. So unclear how they got paid. And I called up Standard & Poor's this morning and they said, yeah, it's just the same way as the rest. The countries pay us to rate their debt. But there have been much fewer questions raised about whether there's something fishy about it in that area.
Isn't it an obvious conflict of interest for these guys to get paid by the companies and entities issuing these mortgage-backed securities?
Yeah. And I mean, you talk to the people at the rating agencies and their line is there are lots of conflicts in business. I think this is one of the more egregious ones. I mean, you think about it. Business journalists at a magazine or a newspaper write about companies who are advertising in that same publication. But the difference between that and a rating agency is the rating agency writes about exactly the thing that the company wanted them to write about. But whenever the rating agencies get into trouble and somebody gets mad because they lost money on something that was rated AAA, their defense is always, oh, we're just opinion journalists. We're just sharing our opinions.
So let's move over to sovereign debt now. How did these agencies end up rating sovereign debt in the first place and basically assessing the credit worthiness of entire countries?
Just because countries need to raise money. Countries need to borrow money. And increasingly, they borrow it on global debt markets, not just from locals. And therefore, you need a rating in order to play in that field.
But they do make money by providing these credit ratings to these countries.
Right.
These countries are paying Moody's and S&P something. Speculators are now reported to have bet billions of dollars that Greece's finances and the euro currency would indeed tank. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's definitely the big bet out there right now. And in a way, all that S&P is doing by downgrading Greece is sort of confirming the conventional wisdom. And that's, to a certain extent, the job of the rating agencies. It's not to be the ones out there on the edge predicting that something bad might happen. It's much more, okay, how do we classify this kind of debt?
It seemed to me that the connections between those speculators and the rating agencies might be investigated. Is anybody able to do that? Who would do that?
I mean, at some level, they're regulated by the SEC in the U.S. and similar organizations, other securities regulators in other countries. But for the most part, it's not very heavy regulation. It's much more just sort of, okay, do you qualify as one of the big rating agencies whose ratings we can rely on? And after the whole Enron and WorldCom collapse in the U.S., and both of those were very highly rated by the rating agencies until the day they collapsed, there were a lot of questions about, gee, can we work our way out of this situation where we've structured so many things like bank capital requirements, rules about what kind of securities pension funds can hold. So many of these things are dependent on these ratings, and yet these ratings are clearly flawed. There were lots of hearings. There were few minor rule changes, but nobody's really come up with a palatable way out.
Justin Fox, editorial director of the Harvard Business Review. Thanks for coming to the studio.
Thanks for having me.